We're happy to be joined this morning by Denise Gula from the Ohio Dance Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I still have a little further to go to get to the new Union Center, or did I pass you, it by?
It's behind us.
Okay.
Behind
it was
me,
dark.
In front of you, behind me and in front of you.
That makes no sense. Left to right on your radio dial if you're looking to see where it might be. It was dark when I came through.
This isn't a football game.
Well, sometimes it feels like
well, yeah. Punt. Let's punt.
I get concussed by the end of the show occasionally this morning. But we're here to talk a little bit about things that are happening with the Ohio Dance Theater.
Okay.
What are some of the things you can share with us?
Well, we did our Ballet Uncorked series, the first one in the series, in the studio on Friday over the weekend. Saturday over the weekend. No, Friday. And we have, since we're not doing a Nutcracker at Stocker, we're going to do a Nutcracker brunch at DeLuca's.
Can you explain that a little bit, what a Nutcracker brunch entails? What's going to take
Nutcracker
place?
Brunch is an opportunity for a family to come have fun food, holiday, typical brunch kind of thing with some holidays, and then we'll do a very mini performance at the venue and have a small boutique and be in costume and have some fun.
Okay. can you tell us a little briefly the decision of Nutcracker?
Is this
a, you know, a financial aspect? What's the story behind that?
It was a difficult decision to come to because this would have been our 22nd year at Stocker with the Nutcracker. But for some time, the foundation funding has been dwindling in terms of operational money, and much of it now is project money. So that's basically money in and money out. So for the last probably 5 to 7 years, I have supplemented the cost of the Nutcracker through operating money. And as that diminishes and corporate sponsorship and business sponsorship completely goes away, and the cost of paying dancers and production go up, and ticket prices have to stay pretty much the same in this county where they've been, the economics just don't add up.
Obviously a tough decision.
It was a very difficult decision.
Making something
we
like
needed
that.
$35,000 in corporate sponsorship up front to go forward.
Is there still a tough time to get, I guess, patron sponsorship for the arts?
Yes.
You probably talk to other people that are in a similar situation.
Sure. I mean, it's a national problem. It's not just here. We're just one small area of a bigger picture. But I think for us, this is a county and a community where it's always been difficult to get funding for the arts in general. And when corporations are looking at, many of the corporations here are more global now, so that's an issue. A lot of the CEOs who used to live in the community don't live in the community any longer. And those that are doing some sort of nonprofit support are looking at putting food on the table or keeping roofs over people's heads. And so, you know, it's difficult for them to justify in their minds something like a production like the Nutcracker.
Right. But many times, and that adds to a community, you know, there's a pride, there's sort of an enjoyment out of it.
Oh, Bruce,
you're talking
my language.
It's kind of a fellowship, a kinship, all a part of one.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's the basic problem that I see is that while on the surface something like a production of the Nutcracker does not come close to feeding children, but in the bigger picture, the idea that an event like that exists, that, you know, as you guys know, we give a lot of tickets away every year to underserved members of the community. But something like this and the arts in general, whether it's private or through a nonprofit or in the schools or in a professional production on stage, these are things that contribute to the quality of life in a community and for its members of that community. And it has an effect on people far-reaching in ways that are more subtle You know, if somebody funds the need for food, which is extremely important, then that person gets to eat that day. And clearly, that is an issue that can't be compared to what we do. But on the other hand, in the terms of a bigger picture, in the terms of having things in a community that keep people in the community, that keep kids as they grow up wanting to stay in a community, and arts in general providing opportunities for kids, and what we teach is thinking outside the box and thinking creatively, which means that when we are building dancers or teaching children, we're teaching them how to problem solve. And whether they dance or stay in the arts, they become better employees for our businesses in the community. So the arts have a huge impact on a community. But when you're just looking at the surface, which is what we're faced with right now, it pales by comparison. And that's the challenge.
Well, there was a point in Oberlin's history here where they decided they needed they wanted an arts area, maybe reflected from the college, which has kind of a deep arts, but the new Union Center for the Arts, where you're housed, there's a lot of other organizations
yes.
in there. FAVA, the Mad Factory.
Yes, Mad Factory.
So you probably have a lot of young people that come
We have a lot of children who come through our building, yes.
That creates, you know, places for them and exposes them to something that they may not have otherwise.
And the educational outreach programs that we do. You know, again, for us, I think these are very difficult times, challenges that are new. Used to be that if the schools had diminished a lot of the arts programming because of cost and because of testing and so on, but we were able to come in and provide that from the outside. But now there's so much pressure on the schools with testing and the changes in the requirements and reporting for the teachers and so on, that giving up time in the day to do programming, even when the teachers know how valuable it is. And the programming that we do isn't just a residency where we come in and go back out in a week. Our educational program is year-long. So when we're seeing children, we're seeing them once a week for the entire year, and we're working with curriculum-based programming and coordinating with the teachers. So we're supplementing that, but we're doing it through the multi-intelligence areas, because as you know, all people don't learn the same, and particularly the children that have to see, feel, and touch to learn, the ones that are visual learners, respond very well to programming like this. And in this classroom, all schools are not able to address that. So we provide an important service, but again, unless you look at the greater good of the programming and the long-term effect of it, it's hard to see the value in it, and that's the challenge.
Right. The tough part is how do you justify the expense?
I mean,
and it's sort of it's just because is
right.
sometimes the answer to that.
Yeah.
What about what's happening now with the Ohio Dance Theater? What if we were to go there today? At any particular time, what type of things are going on?
Well, the school is going on with classes for students. Our educational program is actually, we do have a short residency in Eastwood right now, and we are in one of the charter schools in Cleveland in our year-long program. We're finding that particular program is better received now out of this county, unfortunately. So we're taking that program to the schools that are able to make adjustments in their day to accommodate it. And the school, we have a commitment for 3 years because they recognize the value of it. But a charter school has a lot more flexibility than a public school has. And so although the teachers here, in particular in Eastwood, really value the program, there are just challenges that they can't get around. So our compromise for that school has been a residency that works with their curriculum, but it's once each 6 weeks. So we're supporting, supplementing, but we're not doing our full program there. As far as performances go, we are doing the Ballet on Cork series, which is a really fun event. In the studio itself, we're going to do the Nutcracker Brunch, which is December 14th at Linda Lucas. And we did Playhouse Square. We were invited to participate in that dance showcase they do annually at Playhouse Square. And we were going to be at Cleveland Public Theater with a new work that is very important to me, which is about wounded warriors. And that's the project that will happen in April. And I'm pretty passionate about that because of the aspect of our veterans who are suffering from traumatic brain injury or from PTSD are not injuries that you can see, but they are very, very real. And there is a lack of support on the part of our system for providing financial support for these families and children. And I see this as a lifelong sentence for the children, the spouses of these veterans. And I really am disturbed at the lack of support from Social Security for these veterans. There's wonderful programs like Wounded Warrior Project. There are many of these that are excellent and do amazing, amazing things for these families. But in general, I think there's a lack of education across the community for veterans that you know, if they come home and they're missing a limb or they've had a serious injury that you can visually see, there's some sympathy and empathy and support for those veterans. But when you can't see it, there's a lack of education. And the TBI issue in particular is one that creates so much problem for these veterans and their families. So I'm looking forward to working on that project and trying to, you know, as artists, we address these social issues through our art form. And that's something that's we've always done at Ohio Dance Theater. We did our Silent Witness piece, which is domestic violence. We did Journey, which was about race. So we've always done programs like that. And I think that's what feeds the soul of an artist, is when you can do a program like that.
If people want to find out maybe some more information about that or what Ohio Dance Theater is up to, what's a good place for them to?
Our website, ohiodancetheater.org, and theater is theatre. And so the Facebook or our website is the easiest way to find out where we are and then go from there.
Sounds good. Denise Gula with the Ohio Dance Theater. Thank you for stopping in. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Always nice to see you.